What's up, what's up, what's up? This is So Charm Me, and welcome to another episode of No Salt. Right, my bagel. Just getting my life together. In all honesty, I kind of been pushed off a little bit. Been procrastinating by doing another episode, and that's my apologies. I do apologize, my lovebies, because I've been procrastinating for a while. Of making a whole new video, so my apologies, and I gotta chill. I'm gonna come back on with y'all. I got y'all. I like y'all. But listen, this weather is fucking bipolar. Okay, I know spring ain't always peachy and all that shit. We know it's mostly rain and stuff like that during the spring, but motherfucker, this is not spring weather. It's bouncing. I'm going to correct myself. It bounces between spring, summer, and the fuck winter. So it goes from winter, spring, winter, a little bit of splash of summer, and then winter again. Like, yeah. My G, when is it going to be a steady fucking 65 degrees? I just need a steady week of 65 plus degrees. Make me feel good, god damn it. We had a couple of days yesterday. It was nice. It was a tad breezy for me, but it was still nice as shit. I stood in that sun because, baby, sis, skin was glowing out in that motherfucking sun. I just want y'all to know that. Just want y'all to know that. But no, seriously though, outside of that though, I kind of wanted to sit down and also discuss this because this is it's been really, really fucking bananas in this city of Philadelphia. Like, this city is really fucking out of pocket. Like, you could say, oh, this city's going to hell. No, bro. This city is already in hell because the way y'all are carrying about in this city. Literally, bro, it's so heartbreaking. It's not funny. It's really not funny. Between this weekend, this past weekend. Mind you, it's Monday. It's a Monday right now. But this past weekend alone, I don't even know how many people actually got killed. I'm gonna be honest with you. But it was a nice little handful. A couple of teen girls got shot at. Couple of teen boys got shot at. An older gentleman got shot sitting in his car. Another dude got shot by sitting in his car. The other one who got shot in the back of his head, somebody, I don't even think this was in Philly though, but the person got shot in the back of his head, and their 3-year-old son was in the car with them. God, I pray over that baby. I'm praying over that baby and that family because what? Like, y'all just, I don't even know, like I said, I don't even know if that was in our city, so I'ma just say that, but just the incident alone is fucking reckless, bro. Like, I just don't know how to feel. I swear, like, going home and going to work has always been, I didn't drop weed, I'm glad my fucking rug's sitting right here and it wasn't a fucking crumble of them. Shit. But, going to work and coming home, it's been underestimated, but bro, it's really underestimated right now, like, because who the fuck? I just want to go home. I just want to go to work, even though I don't want to fucking be there, because I don't want to be there, but I'm gonna be there. But at the end of the day, it's just a common sense of, like, y'all out here really just killing people. And I can't even say if it was actually a reason behind y'all killing them. That shit is really, really heartbreaking. It is sad. Like, it just hurts me when I hear about a child being involved. It hurts me to hear people are getting killed literally for nothing. Like, I don't know. What was it? I don't even know what happened last week. I'm not gonna say I don't know what happened last week. I would still like to actually hear an update about this, because I'm trying to figure out why we talking about just last week alone, a day after Easter, and y'all like to celebrate it, like, you celebrate Easter and y'all doing all this shit. The young man, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm rolling. The young man was on his way home from school or wherever, and on his way home, he got ambushed. And that shit is horrible because he was only 15. Like, we done seen kids lose their lives younger than that too, but 15, bro? Like, bro, y'all really 15, 14, 13, y'all, I'm not sitting here saying kids don't get into shit. They do. They the main ones doing the fucking shooting. The main ones going to robbing, etc., etc. But what about the ones that's not? The ones that's not being caught up in the mix with everything else. What if they just the innocent bystanders? People alone, period, is innocent bystanders, but everybody's a target to y'all. When you think about it, like, it seems like everybody's a fucking target no matter what. And then y'all are always so nutty. Y'all are super nutty because, pussy, why you got a gun? And I told you exactly what you are. Pussy, why you got a gun? I'm confused. So you gonna pull the gun, shoot a motherfucker because you had a disagreement? Like, no, like, really, dog, if you was there wrong, you was there wrong about something. If it wasn't something involving, I just don't understand it. What's, if you can't fight, bitch, you just can't fight. But throw them hands, like, that's what you're not gonna do. Throw them fucking hands, bro. I'm tired of this. I'd rather hear you lost in the fucking streets than you losing your life. I'd rather you lose a fucking fist fight than your fucking life, yo. And that's not everything. I'm mad because my lips are dry. Don't be mad at me, y'all. Yo, like, I'm trying. But, in all seriousness, I'm so honest to God, so serious. I'm sorry. I'm just looking for my stuff. I'd really rather y'all lose a fist fight than a fucking... your life to these motherfucking these guns and grand theft and all that shit. Y'all so fucking, I'm sorry, because I'm gonna just keep saying it because of the shit I see, the shit I hear, the shit I read, all that, just everything in together, it's just, it all plays a part, because I don't know, I can't deal with y'all sometimes. Real life can't deal with y'all sometimes, because who the fuck and why the fuck are you doing it? Like, it's not no real principle behind certain shit that these motherfuckers do out here. Like, it's real life, no principles that you, why y'all doing it. Y'all just like doing it because that nigga said some smart shit to me. Oh, online, that nigga said this shit online. Da-da-da-da. My G. Most of them niggas are fucking... It's a Twitter fingers, like... Most of them are fucking Twitter fingers. So I be confused. So what the fuck are you talking about? Like, y'all can't take words. Y'all don't know how to use your words. You don't know how to use your fists. Y'all quick to pick up these guns. So now that everybody's being caught in crossfires, certain shit, y'all are targeting motherfuckers. We know that. You targeting motherfuckers. But god damn, like... Every fucking day. It's not one day. Bro, let me put it like this. So back in December 2021, for an entire month, I wasn't in Philadelphia. I was not in this state. I was not in this city. I wasn't in this state. Why the fuck? I'm sorry. Just... I seen so many killings, like, red reports every fucking day when I was out where I was at the entire time. When I was out in Kentucky, I'm correct. When I was out in Kentucky that entire fucking month of December, I sat here, hopped on my damn phone. I had time. I was on my phone all damn day. Every day. I had fucking time. That month, I had fucking time. So, it's the simple fact that, it was a death every day. That year was already fucking horrible. That year was beyond madly already horrible. But it's the simple fact that y'all really don't care about shit life or the next person life. Because if you did, man, why the fuck we got so many killings still? Y'all got grand theft. Grand theft is dumb heavy. The murder rate is already fucked up. I'm sorry, y'all. I drew. I don't even know what the fuck just... That was my laptop. I'm sorry. There we go again. Hold on. My bad, y'all. My bad. Let me mute it. I'm gonna mute it. My bad. Yeah, I got you. It's done. I got it. It's muted. I got you. Okay, I do it like that too. All right, so I put my phone on do not disturb, and my laptop was asking me, do I want the same thing? Yes, baby. Finish. Go on and just put me on do not disturb. It's okay. Put everything on do not disturb. I got messages up that ass. God damn it, I'm doing too much. But this is everything. I just needed that up there for a second. That's why. I'm so sorry. I didn't pause. But, Grand Theft. Y'all are so fucking... Y'all are really out here just robbing a lot of people who didn't beyond worked hard for they shit, yo. Like, these people really worked hard to get these cars and so forth. They get everything that they got in their possession. A lot of people didn't really work days in and days out to get the fuck they get these cars, to get this and get that, like, and then on top, y'all robbing them, y'all stealing people cars, breaking into people homes, acting like fucking officers, acting like cops to rob a motherfucker. I'd rather you not did that. I'd rather you just went into some regular robbery shit, not no fucking fake ass cop shit. I just know. Just know, I don't give a fuck if I don't like the people in blue or not. Whatever. It don't matter. Y'all corny as shit for that. Y'all are really, really corny. And y'all stupid. A lot of y'all are fucking stupid because y'all think y'all going to grand theft. Some of y'all get shot and killed doing this shit, yo. Because people are not taking shit lightly out here. Like... A lot of people are not taking shit lightly, yo. They're willing, because there's so much is going on, they're willing to defend themselves and fight for these shit because they're tired of y'all shit. They are tired, bro. You can't get mad when somebody defend they fucking self. Like, they tired. Why? Why? Okay. For example, it's fucked up that y'all even did this because a young boy decided to rob a delivery person. And I think that was a setup situation too, if I'm not mistaken. But I think that was because you somebody had a delivery and the man got out of his van just to get out of his van for you to hop in and try to take off. And come to find out, his lady was in a car with him with their kids. So now you did grand theft plus attempted kidnapping. Dog, that's more charges on you. Why don't y'all don't? Y'all gotta think. Y'all probably be like, oh, that nigga said, yeah, it probably was easy, but y'all don't even know what somebody, who somebody have in the car with them, or what they got in the fucking car with them. You don't know their situation all the time. Like, unless you sitting here being a motherfucking stalker and sitting here watching them, being the private eye investigator, then fine. But y'all are fucking bananas for doing that.
And that's some real shit. Y'all are fucking wilding out for that. Y'all got a lot of balls. I'ma just say that. Y'all got a lot of balls. And I just pray that y'all find yourselves, because baby, this ain't it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm all coughing. My bad, y'all. My bad. But, y'all already out of pocket. So, anyway, let me, because this shit is just beyond ridiculous, bro. But I just sit here and keep reading and reading. I can go on. I can probably make a fucking 4-part episode, maybe more, on just the shootings, stabbings, killings, and robbings on this city of Philadelphia within the last 4 months. Because it's, what is this, April, bro? For the last 4 months, we are at a all-time fucking rate. Damn, I think we're close to almost 200 fucking killings in this city in 4 fucking months. Like, yo, y'all really make this world a little harder for us, as if we not already dealing with coming out of a pandemic or still in a pandemic because it's flip flamsy. The city wants some shit alone. Like, mask, no mask, oh, mask here, no mask there. That shit is annoying too. Like, y'all young bulls, everybody that's out, I just want, oh, I just can't. I don't want to keep saying this shit. I know it was violence since I was growing the fuck up. But baby, far as I can truly remember and actually focused on certain shit, this is redunculous. Like, this shit is beyond redunculous. Like, I just pray for y'all mental health, because that's another level. Y'all sitting here saying y'all hungry, y'all want the money, you want this, you want that, etc., etc. Cool. Are you going to work towards it for? You really going to grind out here towards it? Not rob people, my G. Oh, no, not rob people. Start your own fucking business in some way. Go finish getting your education or something. Something to keep you the fuck occupied for the meantime. Because if you're tired of being broke, then you got to find ways to actually get money without robbing, stealing, or killing somebody. Because there are still ways for you to get money legally. Y'all probably don't want to, but it is what it is, my G. Like, this shit is, man. I just really be over this fucking city and the bullshit that goes on in it. But that mask shit, now get back to this mask thing real quick. I'm going to just say this real quick, because that was the dumbest shit. I know y'all fucking know what I'm talking about. This was the dumbest shit. Last week, the mask mandate for the city of Philadelphia went back into effect, right? Monday, what was that? The 18th. The 18th, it went back into effect, right? Cool. A day, I'm now on you. I watch the news every day. I watch the news 5 days a week, damn near sometimes six. 6 days, because y'all know. Like I said, sometimes 6 days a week. Anyway, it's the fact that y'all sit here talk about the city has stated, oh well, we're gonna no masks are required. Day two later, literally, I couldn't get it out. No masks are required to ride septic trains, buses, you know, basically public transportation situations, or you don't have to wear it inside of the store. But in certain buildings, because I work with a lot of college kids, so that is annoying and it sucks. Oh, but they had to put their mask back on inside of the buildings. Because at first, mind you, the week prior to that, it was optional to either wear the face mask or not wear the face mask. It was optional. It was given optional, except for they had to wear the face mask completely inside of their classroom. That was the whole thing. Oh, shit, my computer about to restart in a minute. I just updated it. So, yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on. I did just update it. My messages real quick before you update. All right, but listen. It was optional. Now we're back to this week, a whole week later. Now we're back to... Nah, dude, you ain't gotta wear it. You good. Because it was stupid as shit. I thought it was stupid as shit. Needless to say, I didn't take my mask off anyway when it was optional because people are nasty. Okay? People are real life fucking nasty. And ain't nobody gonna try to tell me the fuck otherwise. I seen it firsthand. Some nasty shit. I'm just some honest, some nasty shit. But anyway. Like real shit. And then seen some nasty shit happen. But anyway. People really just be trifling. And I'm not about to sit here and... And keep dealing with it. Like, y'all got that. Y'all nasty. Y'all straight up nasty. But anyway, certain places I do still wear my mask, even though it was optional, but I wear it. I put it on. I'm at work, I put my face mask on. If I'm sitting behind my desk, I kind of pull it down some because I ain't close to nobody. Ain't nobody close to me. So it's cool. But if I'm up, standing, and walking around, the mask goes up. Straight up. I even put it on when I walk into certain stores. I still do it, if I remember. But if I just, you know. But anyway. Enough about my city. It ain't bullshit for now. Well, no. I'm not finished with my city because I'm about to, this topic that I want to talk about. Alright. I'm going to keep it funky. I'm dating apps. Fuck it. Dating apps, bro. We gotta keep it funky out here. I was on these dating apps. I've been on them. I actually recently was on I was on Baidu. I was on Baidu. I'm laughing because I really couldn't remember the name of the app I was on. Because I recently just deleted my profile a couple of weeks ago. And now, mind you, I made the profile. Oh, God. I only had that account, I want to say, about a month. I made that account, and I made it for about a month. It was for a month. I had it for like a month. Or something like that. So, you know. Anyway. Talking in and out. But, that wasn't really nothing. I think I did it because I was bored. That one, I really think I did it because I was bored. The last time I did the dating app. It was Facebook dating app. And I actually was using that. Back in November. All the way up until January this year. Yeah. I did it back from November to all the way up to January this year. Not gonna act like I talked to a good couple of people. It was some good conversation with folks. A lot of motherfuckers I knew already that was on there too. I knew a lot of motherfuckers on there. So yeah, they was on there. It was some conversations. It was a good couple of conversations, a couple of boring conversations, and motherfucker conversations that would have took you through the motherfucking loop. I know toxic when I fucking read toxic. I don't care what the fuck with nobody say. I know toxic when I read it. Motherfucker be like, bitch, what are you talking about? Who's on it? Yeah, that conversation alone was reading toxic, bro. Like, I'm gonna just stop and respond back to you. I'm good, bro. You Corey. Like, one time, it was this dude, this jumbo. He hit me up, you know, hit me up. Wasn't really a no conversation, though. But listen, it was a short-ass conversation. Exactly. This is exactly how it went. And I hope one day you hear this shit, because you know I'm probably talking about you. I don't even remember his name. But I know he was a little younger than me. Mind you, I'm 29. Or whatever.
What the fuck? Anyway, I'm 29
and so forth. So, hold on, y'all.
Where was I? So, the one dude, like I said, the conversation was just real quick and short. He was like, what's up? I'm like, what's going on with you? I'm like, it's like, nothing much, chilling. This is the third. I said, that's what's up. What's up? I'm doing the same, et cetera, et cetera. You know, where you from? You know, sure, where you from? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, the basic shit at first. So I got down to the question of, you got any children? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, that's cool. If you don't mind me asking, how many and how old? Because I do have a, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little, it's a little iffy when it comes down to age of children, because I know how sometimes that relationship can get. Excuse me. But anyway, so he goes, I got one little girl. I said, okay, how old is she? She not here yet. I said, yeah. And I left that conversation alone. So, probably a few days later, a week later, whatever, he hit me back up. First thing he say, like, now, what if I was joking? I said, LOL, that makes it even worse. And I just ended up just deleting them. Or when you delete somebody, I guess that's, I didn't block them. I just deleted the conversation. Because that was a no. But then I missed, like I said, I had met some good conversation people over time. I even to the point where it's, I exchange phone numbers. And if I feel comfortable enough with you, I exchange numbers with you. Conversations lasted, you know, every now and then, here and then, in and out. And it wasn't like, I wasn't really stressing them over it because I was dealing with some other shit anyway at the time frame of me trying to talk to them and do that shit. So it's like, so, you know, most conversations just spirited over the time frame and shit like that. Well, you just stop talking and stuff. No love lost, you know, don't feel this hurt. You know, it's life. But my point is, I feel like I am emotionally unavailable. It's like I want to be in a relationship with somebody at some point. I do. I would love that feeling. But then it's to the point where I know, like, I personally know I'm not going to be able to give someone at this moment. Like, it's like a bitch want it, but a bitch don't know that she don't need it right now. Like, try to force no relationship on nobody or on me or myself. I love myself. I've been single for the last couple of years. I'm cool. I love me. I enjoy me in every motherfucking way. I enjoy me. I hate my mood swings, but I still enjoy me. So, but dating, the dating pool in Philly sometimes do be having fitting all in it, though. I ain't gonna sugarcoat you. And also, it's just, I don't know. Some of y'all niggas be also weird creep shit. Like, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Some of y'all, like, I guess some of y'all be looking for love. But sometimes I also be thinking y'all just be mentally distraught. Like, y'all be just looking. I get y'all be looking for a friend. Somebody you can call your own and et cetera or whatever. But some of y'all really mentally do not need to be dating. And I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. Y'all don't need to be mentally dating. Because y'all head ain't fully there. Either. Because I know my motherfucking head ain't fully there. But I know you going to find somebody. Yeah, everybody got somebody they going to find. I mean, I ain't knocking that. I don't knock love or nothing that way. But it's just, some of y'all really need some fucking help. I'm gonna say that in the nicest way possible. So, dating. I just like taking somebody serious right now is not really in the best interest in my life at this point in time. But just know that it's some nice people out here, though. It's some good-hearted people. I saw some crazies out here. Motherfuckers who will date you and unfortunately kill you. Because this is what they do. There are serious rapists out here. Like, motherfuckers who also get on these dating apps just as well. I also watch a lot of docuseries. So don't judge me. I watch a lot of documentary, a lot of docuseries, all that shit. So, my mind be, I'm a thinker. So, sometimes when I red flag be racing, sometimes it's like, ugh. Woo. Because even, oh my God. It's not even off these dating apps either, though. It's also for social media apps, too. Because I ain't gonna sit here and act like I ain't never meet a fucking people off of social media. The fuck? That's the point of networking, though. When you dealing with business, also. Yes, not, you know, you meet people. So, it's not a bad thing, though. Can be a bad thing, because I didn't met motherfucker with a child. That's another time. That's a story for another time. But just know, I didn't met a motherfucker. Who, like, real life had some problems. I know I ain't fucking perfect, but that motherfucker ain't problems. Yeah. But some of these people, even when doing business, sometimes that shit be sketchy too. But just dating, talking about dating wise though. We're really talking about dating wise right now. Y'all motherfuckers be stalkers too. Some of y'all would stalk a bitch. Social media pages. Like pages, Facebook, Twitter, her Snap. Or her fucking Pinterest or whatever, like, excuse me, motherfuckers need to be like chilling sometimes, but ain't nothing wrong with it. But at the same time, it's just be to each his own. Let me put it like that. I don't knock nobody for being on them apps because, like I said, I was just recently on it, but it ain't for me. It's real life, not for me, because I didn't even sit here and met somebody before off the app. Come chill, sit and chill with them and everything. But it was like, I don't know. I know somebody always had this feeling. It's just, even not even just being a female, but just the intuition. It was just like, you hung out with somebody, right? Chilling, like, cool conversation, this and the third. But as somebody who really is in tune, like, with listening to her fucking, her gut feeling, and the you see the red flag, but, or you might see the yellow flag. I'm gonna say it's a yellow flag, because we don't see the red, we see the yellow flag. Because it's just like, are you cool? You chilling? Okay, But then it's just like, something is, that feeling is a feeling in your subconscious, in your motherfucking gut somewhere, that's it. Something is not right. Regardless of how you want to put this shit, me as a person who is in tune with looking at red flags, even though sometimes I go past red flags, like, I really would ignore it. Like, I ain't never been here and then not ignore the fucking red flag or two or six. But yes, it's just this feeling that is this feeling that you just can't get out of your system. Like, no, maybe it's just my nerves. Like, at first, maybe it's just, like I said, it's me. Like, maybe it's just my nerves. Maybe it's not right. I mean, I'm just tripping, like, on some real shit. Maybe you just tripping, but then you hang out again, y'all chill, hang out again. Like, literally just hanging out, chilling. But then it's just still this feeling that comes swooping back in. And it's like, I'm like, yo, they didn't do nothing. Like, they didn't say nothing, and they didn't do nothing. What is this feeling that I'm feeling? And it's just like, you just gotta listen to that feeling, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck what you say. Just listen to the feeling. Like, I don't want you, know, like, sometimes you be like, don't second guess yourself sometimes. And you're right, sometimes you shouldn't second guess yourself. And just go for it. But when you got your second chance already, and you still got to give me that same fucking feeling and energy, baby, I ain't ignoring it. Ain't no way hell I'm ignoring that anymore. I did this, like I said, I just ignored so much shit in the past. Now that I'm more in tune with shit. Yeah. I'm just gonna fit my big old, all my rose showing and shit. My bed. So listen, my bed. But anyway. It's just, it's not for me. I'll stick to what I know for now. Like, I would stick to what I know for now, seriously, because dating for real ain't for me. I ain't mad at nobody. I don't knock nobody. I wish everybody the best of luck in finding, you know, somebody for them. And be safe out here, especially when you on the app, social medias, all that shit. Well, however else you meet somebody, be safe. Make sure your kids are safe, too. Because some fucking predators out here. Y'all know these niggas out here on Roblox and all that shit, too. So, be careful. You understand? Like, you just watch out, because these kids also bully each other on these social media platforms. You know, watch out for that, too. I know these kids don't want to want y'all following them, doing this and that. Man, you got to stalk them one way or another, man, because you just never know. Because you got to have that open dialogue with your kids about these social media platforms so that they're going just as well. So, you know, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. And that's some real shit. That's another conversation for another day. But, like I said, I wish everybody the best of luck for their dating wise and shit like that, especially in this city. Wish all the best of luck. And so forth. So, be safe for sure, for sure. And be safe being out here, period. Like, in every way. Like, in every way, be safe. Let me just put it like that. In every way possible, try to be safe. You know, yes. So anyway, this is Charm tuning in with y'all. Thank you for I'm sorry, let me I'm getting all tongue tied. Don't judge me, I'm a little fried. This is Charm. Thank you for tuning in to New Salt. I'ma holler at y'all for next episode.